looking to the future of the Republican Party. Do you think Trump's policies and ideologies are that future?
Regardless of what a president's policies are or visions are, he has to cooperate with the Congress, and what is proposed simply is not what is in the end enacted. The important thing is that the person who is elected surrounds himself with a team that knows how Washington works, can find the balance in terms of where we need to go and address the issues.
What kind of impact do you think that Trump voters will have?
Well, I think there will be an impact, and I think there is a recognition that there needs to be some change. I think if there's a key word in this election, it is change. As I travel Indiana, people have just lost faith in Washington. They have a lot of faith in our state government. The model that we've adapted here in Indiana, I think, is a model to follow. I think we pretty well know that Hillary Clinton is going to continue what has happened in the last 8 years or so. And in Donald Trump, they see something completely different. How this all plays out in terms of policy and where the country will be and where the Republican Party will be, I think is still yet to be determined.
Looking at the future of Indiana's U.S. Senate, how do you feel about Todd Young, and what kind of impact do you think that this race between Young or Bayh could have on your former U.S. Senate seat?
Well, I think it's going to have a major impact. It very well could determine which party controls the United States Senate. We know this is going to be a close election on Senate seats, and Indiana has suddenly become a state which might be the pivotal state in terms of whether it's a Democrat-controlled Senate or a Republican-controlled Senate. Todd and I go back, you know, we're centered in Indiana. Our home is here. And I think this question of who is better able to represent Indiana, I think it's time to hand over the baton to somebody younger who has the energy and who has the passion to carry on what I hope I was able to accomplish. But I do think there's a time when the public says, you know, we want somebody younger, more representative of this next generation, because that's who's coming up.
So you're saying a young candidate would be better, pun intended.
I like the way you said that. Yes, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, young could be interpreted in a couple of different ways. I think they're looking for a younger candidate, but someone who has the experience.
What would you say are some of your biggest accomplishments as you look at your career in the U.S. Senate?
What I've tried to do is be the best representative I could of Hoosier values. I think there are some basic principles upon which people want their elected officials to stand. They want them to understand who they're representing, their vision for the future of the country, a person who will dedicate himself or herself to really being in the arena, fighting for their values. I can't tell you how many times I have raised this in any number of issues of there is a better way to govern. There's a more efficient, effective way to govern. And so whether it's my engagement in Wastes of the Week, which is totaled up now almost $350 billion of documented waste, fraud, and abuse, whether it's engaging, unfortunately, came up short directly with the president and his top three advisors to find long-term solutions to our fiscal situation, put my heart and soul into that, only to be disappointed with that. So I can't say that that's an accomplishment. If I look at the whole time of service, I think it's being loyal to the people who put their trust and confidence in me and carrying their views to Washington and fighting my heart out to implement those views, not always successful.
And what does your future look like? What do you expect out of retirement?
Well, I wish I knew what my future looked like. My future's always been in God's hands, and I've always felt doors have opened for me, and I've been privileged to step through that door and enjoy a challenging yet very personally rewarding career. Going forward, I'd like to pass on to the younger generation, not only to Todd Young to take my seat in the United States Senate, but to kids in college and in high school, things I've learned along the way, share my experiences, to encourage them. I mean, it is about the next generation. I always have to be a little bit cautious because every time I plan something in my life, whether it's chance or providence, I think it's providence, something's come along that I hadn't planned for. But having said yes to the unexpected has resulted in a pretty adventurous career.
Well, thank you so much, Senator.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be on the show with you, Lisa, and thanks for asking me to be here.